Dean Radin, PhD, on quantum physics.
There's something that people always want to know, ask us, and they say, so I'm going to ask you. They say, okay, all this quantum stuff is nice, but what's the payoff? What does it mean in my life? What does it mean me personally? What does it mean for humanity? What does it mean to society? How does any of this stuff happening with little subatomic quarks, what is that? What's the payoff? Why should I care about any of this?
Well, my father studied philosophy for many years, and I never got it. I never understood why would anybody care about things like basic assumptions about the world. And now I understand it a lot better, partly because I'm older and able to reflect back on my life and history. But the reason that philosophy is important is because its purpose is to look at assumptions, to look at assumptions about who and what we think we are, about the way the world works, and so on. So from a science point of view, the philosophy focuses then now on two different kinds of worldviews, a worldview of the classical type and of the quantum type. I fully expect later there will be something that is beyond the quantum, but just in right now we can compare these two. From the classical side, we are mechanistic things. We are like little robots. And robots, we can build them, we can throw them away, it doesn't matter. In addition, robots don't have any conscious experience. It's like asking whether your computer has a conscious life. Most people think that's probably not the case. So you can throw it away, turn it off, it doesn't matter. Well, what if the assumption was false? What if that is actually not true, that there's some other way of thinking about the way the world is? Up until 100 years ago, we didn't have any reason to imagine that there would be another way. But because of the advent of quantum mechanics, which was largely driven by mysteries about the nature of light, that after following that track for many years, many of the physicists who developed quantum mechanics and think about it have been forced to become philosophers because they're forced to look very carefully at the assumptions that we make about the kind of world that we live in. And what's really interesting is that the physicist philosophers have moved in the direction of holism because that's what the physics says. Living in a holistic environment is very, very different than living in a robot world. And the consequences of that are still not fully worked out, but it will have a very strong impact in the next couple of decades in terms of how we think about ourselves. So when we think about holism, sometimes we say, well, it's like ecology. You know, 30 years ago, ecology wasn't even a word. And it means that there is an interdependence within the world. But we're talking about something which goes way beyond ecology. It's not simply interdependence, but an interpenetration, a coexistence of things at a very deep scale, not just among living things, but everything. Just as ecology has changed our way about how we think about the world, like the idea of sustainability in the world, that's new. What will the world be like when we have a notion of sustainability of thought and sustainability of ourselves and in the future and in the past? We don't know yet what that's going to be like, but it'll be very interesting to see it develop.